The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I would say that this story belongs in the "Yes, it's about time" folder. Do you have one of those at your house? A "Yes, it's about time" folder. Here's the headline. Regulators give phone companies new tools to fight robocalls. How many of you would love to see robocalls gone forever? I see hands everywhere. Now, don't take your hand off the steering wheel. We get them every day. We get them every day. Robocalls, worthless calls. And I have gotten like four in the last, in the last 7 days, I think I've got four of them. Hello, this is Sarah from the Internal Revenue Service. I am an officer with the IRS. It is extremely important that you, it's a robot. It's not a real person. And it's monotone. It's obvious that it's fake. And they say they're from the Internal Revenue Service, and they want me to call them immediately. It's urgent. And yet, there are people who fall for that. Sometimes senior citizens, you know, they get the phone call, and oh, my goodness. Phony, 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 phony. And then the other one, they call you. And you answer and they say, "Hi, Jack?" No, there's no Jack here. "Oh, well, maybe you can help me." And then they say, "We're from the police something fund, the police memorial, the police and firefighters emergency memorial, retirement, health, and welfare fund." It's phony. Oh. Well, anyway, headline, regulators give phone companies new tools to fight robocalls. Here's the story today. Federal regulators are giving phone companies the right to block unwanted calls. They couldn't do that before? Well, it doesn't end there. To block unwanted calls without getting the customer's permission first. Okay, I don't understand that. If my cell phone company contacted me and said, "Do you give us permission to block unwanted phone calls?" In a nanosecond, I would say yes. I mean, what? 99.9% of people would say, "Yeah, block them." But evidently, the phone companies have not been asking. Well, anyway, let me get back to the story. Federal regulators are giving phone companies the right to block unwanted calls without getting customers' permission first. Today's vote by the Federal Communication Commission could make call blocking widespread and help consumers dodge annoying robocalls. The agency, listen to this, and I want you to remember this. The agency expects phone companies to offer these tools for free. Now, I am with Verizon. The odds of Verizon offering anything to me free? Not very high. back to the story. The agency expects phone companies to offer these tools for free, but it doesn't require them to do so. So guess what? Most of the cell phone companies are going to charge you. Until there's a rebellion, enough people speak out. Or one of the other major companies provides it free and begins advertising on TV. Switch to us. We will block your robocalls free. Consumers can also opt out and ask their company not to block anything. As the robocall problem has exploded, Congress is taking steps too. A bill passed by the Senate would require phone companies to do more, but it's not a cure-all. It still needs House approval, where Democrats in charge have their own bills that go further. Even if all steps work, there are already concerns that scammers will figure out how to bypass them. And you can be almost assured of that. But anyway, maybe there's a little good news on the horizon. And this story goes into the how can they be this stupid folder? Honestly, folks, and we've discussed this before, I honestly do not understand this. I do not understand how people can be this dumb, how people can be this stupid. Here's the headline. Oregon House passes national popular vote, sends bill to Democratic governor. Oregon has become the latest state to vote to dump the Electoral College, which in essence makes the votes of the people in that state absolutely irrelevant, meaningless, no reason whatsoever to go to the poll if it's a smaller state. If you live in California, yeah, go to the poll and vote because you can elect the president. If you live in New York, yeah, go to the poll. If you live in Houston, fourth largest city in America, yeah, go to the poll. If you live in the Miami area, yes, go to the poll. If you live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, forget it. Don't even go if there's no electoral college. In Oregon, the bill passed the Senate by a vote of 37-22, and it passed the House 37-22. It passed the state Senate on a 17-12 vote. If signed by the governor, the bill would make Oregon the 16th jurisdiction, 15 states and the District of Columbia to join the compact, which would kick in when enacted by states holding at least 270 electoral votes. Currently, the states that have approved this have 196 electoral votes. Quote, once in effect, electors from participating states would be required to cast their votes at the Electoral College for the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote. I don't get it. I mean, seriously, how can people be this dumb? And I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to create controversy. I'm being honest. It will make the votes of smaller states meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. The large populated areas on the coast, West Coast, East Coast, South Coast, they will elect the president and no one else will have any say. Oh, guess what? All of the states that have enacted this are Democrat-controlled states. Why? Because they're still mad about Hillary. It's the only reason. That is the only reason. They're still mad about Hillary. And they haven't gotten over it. Colorado, Delaware, New Mexico, Nevada. Not Nevada. Nevada passed it, but the Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, vetoed the bill last week. Even a couple of Democrats have a little common sense. But if the governor in Oregon signs it, and that is expected, Oregon will become the 16th jurisdiction, 15 states in the District of Columbia. It is amazing how, shall I say this? It is amazing how brainless Democrats have become. I mean, brainless, devoid of brains. Anyone with half a brain would understand the genius of the Electoral College. And most of the states that have passed this are small states, which means their vote will mean nothing. Should we pass this? Yeah, we don't want the Electoral College. We don't? Okay. Well, just tell us how to vote and we'll vote. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. We need to take a break and we will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I almost always do my best to share stories that are of interest to all or at least most of my audience. However, I take the risk of sharing a story that may not be of interest to any of you except me. So I'm taking the risk, and I apologize in advance if you just don't care. If you're a regular listener, you know I'm from Southern California, and that I went to high school in Compton, California, and most of you are familiar with Compton, California. I don't know about today, but just a few years ago, it was the murder capital of America, one of the roughest areas in all of America. Granted, it has gotten far worse since I was there. There's no doubt about that. However, while I was there, the area was beginning to get very, very bad. We had race riots the year after I graduated. There was a big race riot at my high school, and at least one person was killed. It was not the case while I was there, but again, it was pretty bad. The Watts riots were within view of where I lived. I could see the smoke from the fires for the Watts riots and so forth. The high school that I graduated from is Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, Dominguez High School. The last time I was in California was to see my mother shortly before she died. It was early December, and I drove through Compton and drove by my high school. And to be honest, it looked like a prison. Big, big high fence all the way around the school. When I was there, there was no fence at all. The neighborhood looked really, really bad. The neighborhood, the stores, all of them had, you know, bars on all the windows, and it was pretty bad. Compton is still pretty rough, But I signed up on Facebook for the Dominguez Facebook page. That's my high school, you know? I've been gone a long time, and it's completely different than when I was there. But I get stories from Dominguez, you know, occasionally and so forth. Today I got this from Dominguez High School in Compton, California. It's graduation day. 373 total grads which is 98% of the seniors. 98% of the seniors graduated. 83% have been accepted to either 4 or 2 year colleges. This is Compton, California. I mean, this is bad area. High crime. And yet something has happened at my old high school. 373 total grads, that's 98% of the seniors. 83% have already been accepted to 4 or 2 year colleges. 11 graduates with a 4.0 or higher. 59 graduates with 3.5 or higher. 2 perfect attendees since first grade. We also have many, many scholarships. Graduation begins at 4 p.m. We're so proud of our graduating class of 2019 Compton Unified School District, Dominguez High School. I read that and I thought, my goodness. Now, I compared that to Columbus. Now, folks, Columbus, Ohio, even the worst parts, cannot compare to Compton, California. In poverty, crime, etc. Can't compare. And yet, I looked up today Columbus's graduation rate. Now, this is from last year because they don't have this year's published yet, but every year for several years, the graduation rate has been declining in Columbus. The graduation rate, I was shocked, last year was 88%. Compton, California, 98%. College graduates out of Columbus Public Schools, 33%. Dominguez High School in Compton, California, 83% have been accepted to a 4 or 2 year college. And I just found that incredibly bizarre. That a high school in Compton, California, just a few years ago, was the murder capital of America. The movie, straight out of Compton, is about the gangs. And yet, my old high school, a 98% graduation rate and 83% accepted to a 4 or 2 year college. Lesson? It's not money. Now, I don't know what they've done in my old high school, but they have turned that place around. And it's not because they're getting more money. And it's not because the economy in the neighborhood has gone up. It's a lesson to be learned there, but I congratulate my old high school. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.